This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. We are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipino women to own, share, and celebrate their stories. I am Cleo Locay, the founder of Hirayo Pilipina, and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. I am so happy to share that for today's Kwentuhan, we don't have just one, not just two, but three guests here on the podcast. Who knew that the women behind our favorite TikTok finds are actually sisters? Please welcome Jam, Jan, and Dee. Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, you guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So before we dive in, can you please introduce yourselves to our boss besties plus kung ano-ano yung businesses nyo na for sure ay tinatangkilik na talaga nila. So can we start with Jam?
Hi, I'm Jamaica, and I own a sticker and stationery shop called Paperetta Shop.
Love it. How about you, Jan?
Hi, my name is Geneva. Jan for short. I own Yourself.
And you guys are twins, right? Twin sisters.
Yes, we're twins. Yeah. We're twins.
The bunso, D.
Hi, I'm D. Hi, everyone. I'm D, and I own a cookie shop, and I'm a full-time bake.
I love it. I really love your introduction pa lang. So before we dive deeper sa questions, can we play a little game called Who is Most Likely To? CEO Sisters Edition. Okay, first is, who is most likely to have a messy workplace?
Yeah, kasi puro paper and maliit lang siya. So kalat talaga siya pag super busy po namin sa production.
Oh, may assumption na ako. Akala ko si D kasi you bake, di ba?
Oh, makes sense. Pero, siya talaga. Yeah, paper. Pag paper po kasi mas, ano siya, prone siya to get messy. Pag ano, yeah.
I see. Okay. Next is ito. Who is most likely na pumatol sa rude customer or commenter?
Oh, ano?
Wala. Kasi glad po kami. We really matol.
Ano po namin siya? Parang ginawa namin siyang rule within ourselves not never to answer rudely kay customer and make them the priority. And we really go doon sa saying na customer is always right. Even though sometimes, maybe it's not that, pero we really embody that principle po. Kaya never kami sumagot sa customers na. Honestly
what,
po.
What we do is if someone actually leaves a comment na medyo rude, we just try to, kumbaga, what do you call this? Parang tingnan in a positive way and just prioritize to make them feel the opposite way by messaging them or... Ayun, ganun namin siya ina-address. But we don't really make battle. Ang konya. We don't really make battle sa mga rude comments po talaga.
I love that. I love that answer, no? As a small business owner din talaga, minsan kahit gusto mo nang pumatol, syempre, I love that you embody na customer is always right pa rin. Next naman, ito, oh my gosh, who is most likely to hustle? Kahit holidays or weekends. Di
ba? Siya yung tipong kahit after work, kunya, kasi we only have work hours, kahit after work, pag-uwi, nagtatrabaho pa rin siya sa room niya, ganyan. Hindi, parang di pa lang nagpapahinga pa.
I mean, it goes with the industry din, no? Pag food, parang, especially pag holidays, medyo mas patok yung food. Pero,
even actually, yes, oo. Even sa pag-drawing din, actually, most of the time, si Jam, yung for sa sticker shop, she, pagka free time niya, hindi siya talaga nagpapahinga more on. She, nag-drawing lang din talaga siya ng new designs for the shop and all of that.
So, parang yun, non-stop din siya. Kahit after work hours.
Yeah. Even weekends, kahit nasa labas kami kumakain, nagme-make time po ako ng drawing.
Wow! Grabe! You guys are students pa ba or not anymore?
No, we're not. Actually, all of us already finished college.
We already have corporate jobs.
Yeah, before
we started.
Yes. Dumaan na kami sa phase na after college, nag-work na kami. Then, ayun, the middle of that, na figure out namin na we do business na lang.
Oh, I love that. And you guys are a one-woman team. Pala sa sarili-sarili niyong business.
Before, yes, we started with that. And I think all small businesses naman try to juggle yung time nila ng solo lang sila. But then, we realized the importance of having a team with us to help us, you know, let the business flourish even more.
I love it. So now, gusto kong mas kwentuhan niyo pa kami about starting a small business because I'm truly fascinated. You guys are sisters, pero instead of, you know, having your own business na parang kayong tatlo yung nag-found, kumbaga yung owners, is may sarili-sarili talaga kayong business with your own passions. Kasi iba-iba eh. Diba? Like, si Jan for Dear Self Beauty, like about beauty, cosmetics, si Dee naman sa baking, si Jam sa stickers. So, parang iba-iba talaga kayo ng passions. So, pwede nyo ba kaming kwentuhan about how all your businesses started? Like, sabay-sabay ba kayo? Did you all decide in one go na magsa-start kayo ng business? Can we start with the bunso, Dee?
Mine started a bit earlier than pandemic. So, I know a lot of businesses opened up ng pandemic, but mine started a month earlier. So, parang it's something na pin-repair ni God for me para to quote-unquote survive the pandemic and yung monetary effect sa every family, I think, ng lockdowns and all. So, mine started when I wanted to try to bake for my office mates and I wanted them to try the goods that I bake. So, 14 years old pa lang po ako, I was really into baking already. My sisters were buying me mga materials na kahit hindi mamahalin, hindi branded, mga baking equipment. But then, I stopped for a while kasi I got a bit discouraged kasi parang every time I try, it always fails. So, andun pa ako sa stage na unsure pa ako kung baking ba talaga yung passion ko or yung love ko for, you know, what I love to do in the future. And then, came February 13, 2020, when I wanted to bake na for Valentine's Day. Yun, I let them try it and then parang na-excite ulit akong mag-bake. So, I pushed through with it and then came pandemic. Sakto din, I needed funds. I needed more funds then and then our family experienced a, you know, a family problem na kailangan na namin mag-earn more. So, I opted to do what I love, which is baking. And so, syempre cookies happen.
Wow, I love that. How about you naman, Jan?
Actually, mine started way before pandemic. Hindi naman way before, a year before pandemic. And it started po kasi nung nag-work pa ako sa isang restaurant, one of my first jobs here in the Philippines po. Kasi I used to work then abroad. And, pero for a while, konting, ano lang yun, konting time lang yun. And, nung nag-start ako mag-work sa Philippines, nag-try ako magbenta ng products, like makeup din, kasi nga, I have this, parang favorite ko talaga yung mga beauty products, ganyan. So, nag-try ako magbenta within work, nag-resell ako ng beauty products sa mga ka-work ko, ganyan. But then, I earned, na habang ginagawa ko yun, pero hindi siya tumagal kasi we transferred places, kaya, hindi na naging convenient sa akin pumunta sa mga courier yung para magpa-ship ng product. So, tinigil ko siya. But then, bigla ko na lang, come 2019, naisip ko, parang gusto ko ulit magbenta, ganyan. Parang gusto ko ulit bumalik sa pag-resell ng beauty products. But then, my sister, my twin sister, Jam, told me, or asked me, bakit hindi ka na lang mag-start ng sarili mo? So, doon ko naisip na, oh nga, no, baka possible, kahit wala pa akong alam masyado sa industry, or I'm not even sure how to start. Parang may nag-ignite sa akin nung tinanong niya sa akin yun. So, we did, kaming dalawa, Jam and I, nag-research talaga kami and all of that. Hanggang sa yun, na-start namin yung business early 2019, and yeah, the rest is history.
Wow, that's such a super exciting time for you. How about you, Jam?
Well, to answer your question, di ba, ang question nyo is bakit instead na tatlo kaming nag-run ng isang business, bakit kami hiwa-hiwalay? Based sa answer nilang dalawa, di ba, parang firm believer po kasi kami na kung ano yung gusto nyo pong gawin, yun po yung i-push nyo gawin. Parang yun yung gawin nyo siyang career, yung something na gusto nyo. So, I think yun yung reason kung bakit kami parang kanya-kanya, kasi yun yung gusto namin gawin, doon kami masaya. Ayun po. So, yung sa akin naman po, nag-start siya ng when my office mate invited me to join him po sa pagbenta po ng art namin sa isang convention. Then, after po noon, yung experience ko po dun sa event na yun, yun po yung nag-ignite po sa akin na pwede mo palang i-sell yung art mo and may ganong impact pala siya sa ibang tao. Tapos, ayun po, yun na po yung actually yung reason kung bakit to na-push. Pero before then naman, nag-iisip na rin po talaga ako na kung paano, kasi ever since I was a kid po, gusto ko po talagang, mahilig na po talaga ako sa art, I really love drawing, and maaga ko po na-realize na I want to be an artist po as a career po talaga. So, after that event nga po, doon ko na rin po na-realize na gusto ko po magtayo ng sticker shop, something functional po, ng art ko po. So, ayun po, yun na po yung...
Nagtuloy-tuloy na from that certain...
Nagtuloy-tuloy na. Oh, yeah.
Wow! Jan, you mentioned kanina na you have a job here in the Philippines pa before you started your business, no? So, for me kasi, a lot of people are scared to take that risk and resign their job to start a business. Pero, eventually, you did it. Am I correct?
Yes.
What pushed you girls to do that?
To be honest, nung hindi talaga siya naging madali yung decision na mag-resign. Kasi nung time nga na naisip ko na, okay, kailangan ko na talaga mag-resign from this full-time job, it took me a year pa, like more than a year, bago ko siya ginawa. So parang, the reason kung bakit pinush ko na rin, kasi yung timeline na 1 year mahigit, naisip ko na rin yung mga risks, tsaka yung mga pros and cons na pwedeng mangyari pag nag-resign ako. So na-calculate ko yung mga risks na pwede, kaya... Tapos na-inspire pa ako kay Jam kasi siya, bago pa ako nag-resign, matagal na siyang nag-resign sa full-time job niya. So naisip ko, if nagawa niya, baka, yun nga, baka kaya ko rin siya. Kaya pinush ko na lang din talaga siya. Pero di ko naman siya ginawa na parang hindi ko inisip yung mga pwedeng mangyari, yung mga pwedeng risk. Talagang inisa-isa kong tingnan kung ano yung pros and cons before doing it. Ayun. Mm-hmm.
Calculated risks. That's what you did. Yeah. No? Hindi lang siya basta yeah. risk lang, basta jump lang talaga.
Yun yes, na? Calculated.
Yeah. How for you, Jam? What was your experience?
Siguro at that time din, I was fortunate enough to have savings po na para po makapag-start dun po sa something na gusto ko. Kasi po yung pampuhunan po kasi sa sticker shop po, hindi naman po gaano din kalaki po. So, ay well, malaki na rin siya. So, yung that time po na nag-ignite nga po sa akin, gusto ko po magkaroon ng sarili nito. Gusto kong gawing business yung pagbenta po ng own art ko po. Parang fortunate enough po ako na meron po talaga akong savings that time. So, parang nirisk ko na lang po talaga siya. Actually, hanggang ngayon po, hindi rin po ako makapaniwala na parang ang tapang kung anong time na yun. Kasi parang literal sinagad ko po kasi yung savings ko to buy enough po sa pagsimula po ng business ko. So, siguro po yung support ng family and friends ko po talaga yung pinaka-main thing that po na nag-push po sa akin to do it po. Kasi po I know na nandyan po sila kahit ano pong mangyari na bad or something na nandyan po sila and I have their support. So, yun po. Very fortunate din po ako to have a supportive family and friends po. So, pinush ko po siya.
On some days, do you also feel like you don't have what it takes to be the CEO of your life? Alam mo yon, parang it's just not the vibe. Boss Besties, we are with you in your everyday struggles. And we are not just here to cheer you on, we come with innovative solutions too. Guess who? Of course, it is Hiraya Pilipina. Hiraya Pilipina is here to create empowering merch that motivate you to speak your mind. It is our Hiraya, our vision, to encourage and empower you to go on kahit pa may everyday challenges kang hinaharap. Para sa Hiraya, para sa pangarap. With tons of products to choose from like powerful merch such as tees, totes, caps, innovative abaca masks, and the newest in the family, our very own nipple pasties, you can surely find a brand new staple for your everyday ganaps. We're Hiraya for you, babe! Nabudol ka na ba? Check out Hiraya Pilipina on Instagram, Shopee, and Lazada to learn more.
And you did not look back since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Dee? Like from college ba, you immediately jumped into opening your business? Or did you also go through that, you know, having a job, resigning, and pursuing what you love?
Ano, same po kami ng paperwork shop journey na 3 years din ako nagtrabaho sa corporate job before I decided to resign. Pero at that time kasi I was already doing work from home. So, andun din.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yung every weekend, na-experience ko ng mag-business at the same time while I was working. So even back then, kahit nung before pa ako mag-work, I knew that parang I was meant to do business. Same with my mom, same with our mom po, kasi she is a full-time business owner. Talagang right after college, nag-business na po siya. Hindi siya naging...
I think for a little time.
Pero parang family business.
Yeah, it's a family business.
She joined the family business, pero talagang all her life, business owner din talaga siya. So we were very inspired by that. So
malaking push din po talaga yung mom namin.
Yeah, so since back then, alam namin parang we were made to do this. Parang ganun po yung feeling. So,
dahil sa kanya.
Yeah, if you ask me kung ba't ako nag-resign, it's more of I was excited to be part of what they were going through. Parang ganun. Parang I was excited to join them. And join their excitement, join yung kung ano yung nagiging journey nila as of now.
The fulfillment. Siya kasi yung huling nag-resign. Siya yung una, then ako yung next. Then siya yung pinaka-sumunod after.
Yes. So I wanted to join them, yung excitement.
Hey, and you guys mentioned your mom. Your mom is also a business owner. How did your mom inspire you to push through with this business journey?
She gave us a lot of advice po talaga. Like, lahat ng katanong namin about starting small, talagang nag-guide kami ng mommy namin kasi syempre na-experience niya na rin lahat yun. Age, maybe ka-age pa namin siya nung time na nagsisimula din siya. So, she knew, maraming po talaga siyang alam. So, ayun po, big help po talaga si mom po sa pag-start namin tatlo po. So, yung ako po yung unang nag-resign, si mama po yung like kong tinatanong. Tapos yung mag-resign naman tong kapatid ko, parang dalawa na kami na
nagtatanong sa kanya.
Parang
laging may session before actually doing it.
And ako po, as someone na ako po yung unang nag-resign, nag-guide ko na rin sila kasi parang mas relatable na kasi parehas ng time, parehas kami ng age. So, mas nag-guide, mas mag-guide ko po sila, si Jan. Tapos yung siya naman yung nag-resign, at least tatlo na kami na-ask. Parang na-ask for guidance and all advices. So, literal po, kami lang din family talaga yung nagtutulungan, yung nag-uusap about sa pagiging, yung sa mga risk and all. So, ayun po.
What's your favorite advice na nakuha niyo from your mom? And your business na talagang ma-incorporate niyo sa
from moms? Siguro po ang pinaka-hindi ko makakalimutan na advice ni mommy. Kasi sobrang takot din po talaga ako nung mag-resign ako na i-push ko po yung business ko. Kahit gustong-gusto ko po, syempre nakakatakot. Kasi sa practical side, syempre wala ka ng monthly income, ikaw na yung bahala and all. Pero yung naalala kong sinabi sa akin ni mom is, kapag nag-resign ka ba at nabakante yung oras mo, itatambay mo ba yun? Parang hindi mo naman itatambay yung oras na magkakaroon ka eh pag umalis ka na ng full-time job mo. So, gamitin mo yung oras na yon para ma-hone mo yung craft mo, yung passion mo, yung gusto mong gawin. You have all the time na eh. Kasi, di ba, importante rin po yung mental state mo kapag talagang nagsistart ka and nagsistart ka ng something. So, super laking help po yung literal buong araw. Wala ka nang naisip, pumili yun lang, mas focused ka. Like, 4 or 5 times focused ka sa gagawin mo once na umalis ka na. So, yun po actually yung naging, personally po ah, yun yung naging inspire sa akin. Ah, okay, sige, pupush ko na to. Mag-resign na ako. Pero syempre po, nandun pa rin po yung, hindi ko nababanggitin, pero syempre nandun pa rin yung sa financial side na yun. Syempre na-calculate ko na rin yun at that time. So, even before po yung gawin niya po talaga yung ganun, dapat po talaga nga yung sa ipon, meron na rin talaga. So, ayun.
Ang ganda ng sinabi ko yun ng mama. Very reflective na question, no? Kapag nag-resign ka ba, hindi naman mababakante yung oras mo, no? How about you? I want to ask you guys, Jam, Dee, Ajan, and Dee, what's your favorite advice na nakuha niya from your mom?
To be honest po kasi, yun po talaga yung pinaka sinasabi niya every time we try to talk to her. And she always says na since nagawa nga ni Jam, naalala ko na sinasabi niya lagi na yung kapatid mo, ayan, tingnan mo, oh, nandyan na siya ngayon. Nag-risk siya, okay naman. Tsaka, kaya mo rin. Parang more on the advice eh. More on
emotional support,
support and encouragement. More on yun yung naalala kong nabigay niya sa akin talaga before ako umalis ng work ko. And I also remember na nabanggit niya na before you resign, ito advice, I think this is advice na, na before you resign, think of the worst case scenario na pwedeng mangyari. If you resign, ano ba yung worst case scenario na pwedeng mangyari? And of course, as magre-risk sa business, ang una ko naisip is pag walang benta or pag hindi pumatok or pag walang nangyari. Then sabi niya sa akin na, oh, kung naisip mo na yung possible worst case scenario, from that, think of a plan B. Anong pwede mong gawin kung mangyari yun? Ngayon, para if darating ka sa worst case scenario, ready ka. Parang ganun. So, eh, still she's a business owner, she also mentioned na she's willing to help me or to help any of us if dumating nga si worst case scenario. So, it also pushed us to do it po talaga.
I love that. How about you, dear?
Siguro what I remember is si mommy more of, she knows the importance of time and siguro for her, lifetime is too short to, you know, enjoy. So, sabi niya sa amin na if you're not gonna, specifically sa amin, if I'm not gonna start now, then when? When will you be able to, you know, dive deep doon sa gusto mo talagang mangyari in your life? So, you don't want to start now, kailan pa? Kasi nakakapanghinayang kung hindi mo agad siya masin.
Ang ganda. Napakaganda ng stories and yung different advices and emotional support ng mother niyo sa inyo. And I'm sure that really helped kasi sobrang mahalaga rin yung emotional support, no, when you're starting, even continuing a business hanggang ngayon. Grabe, kailangan yung emotional support. So, very different kasi yung industries nyo, di ba? But, mayroon ba kayong learnings or tips na nakuha from one another na talagang nakatulong sa own business nyo?
Even though we are from different industries and we are pushing through with our own interests, I feel like we still speak the same, you know, language in a sense, in terms of having a business. Kasi at the end of every, almost every day, we try to, you know, pinatry namin kamustahin yung isa't isa kung kamusta for the day, ganyan. Doon kami nagkocollate ng mga ideas namin in terms of our, you know, different businesses and we try to apply it to each other's businesses. So parang, in a sense, magkakaiba kami ng industry pero at the same time, we are experiencing almost the same things. Kaya nakakatulong talaga for each other na yung kapatid mo is also a small business owner. And ang advantage po siguro dyan is, since iba-iba po kami ng industry, syempre iba-iba kami ng interest, iba-iba po yung chinus namin path, pero parang habang ginagawa po namin yung something na gusto namin, parang pag narinig namin yung experience ng one another, umabalik po kami dun sa parang practicality ng next move namin. Kasi po ba? Parang ganun po. Yung since na ito, na-experience na kunyari na ganito, dapat ganito yung ginawa niya, tapos naging okay. So, okay, mapapaisip ka rin sa sarili mong business kung paano siya i-apply. Parang ganun. Na, parang gusto ko rin gawin yung ganun. Parang
ganong style.
Ganong style. Okay, gawin ko. Parang as in, nagiging guidance talaga namin yung isa't isa. Nagiging reference, mga ganun. So, ayun po, yung parang pinaka-advantage.
And it also comes the opposite way, na kapag meron namang isa sa amin mali or nag-fail sa certain aspect or situation, natututo din kami sa isa't isa po. Like, oh, since ito yung nangyari sa akin, hindi mo na ito dapat gawin, ah, kasi alam mo, nangyari na sa akin to. Yung ganon. So, hindi lang sa mga tama kami nagtutulungan, pero din sa mga experiences namin na hindi napangit or hindi maganda, natututo din kami sa isa't isa.
Makaganda. Parang support system nyo talaga isa't isa. Like, ang ganda since you're from different industries, like, hindi nyo na kailangan maging competitors ng isa't isang business. So, talagang very collaborative ang environment ng ano, ng tatlong
to.
Makaganda.
Yeah. Even mga plano po sa future namin, parang as three po talaga yung term na plans po namin, as three po talaga kami lagi.
Ang ganda. Ang cute naman ang pagkakaroon ng sisters. I have two younger brothers kasi. Wala akong kapatid na babae. And lastly, you know, there are a lot of beauty brands, sticker shops, and cookie bakers in the industry. And especially during the peak of the pandemic. So I want to ask you for our last question. How did Jam, Jan, and Dee manage to not just stand out, but maintain your businesses even post-pandemic or even kahit natapos na yung pinaka-hype nung pandemic, no?
Siguro for me, everything started po nung kumuha po ako ng someone na tutulong po sa business ko po. Yun nga po, again, the importance po of time para ma-manage niyo po yung business niyo po. Kumuha po ako ng someone na papalit sa ginagawa ko po talaga everyday dun sa business ko po. So, nung nagkaroon po ako ng katulong po sa Paper Aika Shop, mas naging productive po ako sa side na kung paano ko po i-market yung Paper Aika Shop, kung paano ako gagawa ng bagong designs para maka-create po ng new products with the help of my assistant po. So, kaya po naging consistent po yung brand po. Yun po talaga kasi yung isa sa key para ma-maintain nyo yung business. Kailangan po talaga, super importante, kailangan po talaga consistent ka po. So, kung if something na if may ginagawa kang something at parang hindi mo na siya kaya, try to find someone na para tulungan ka po. Kasi grabe po yung magiging impact niya kapag nag-work kayo together as a team. Mas magiging productive po kayo as a business in general. So, yun po. Yun po yung nag-work sa akin. And I think nag-work din talaga po sa kanila. Kaya yung business po is consistent.
I love it. Talagang delegation, no? Sobrang talaga siya once nag-grow na yung business. Sige, guys, do you have other answers to that?
We wake up every day excited to shake things up, if that makes sense, to shake things up in our own industry. So, for me, sa cookie world, and then, let's see, beauty world, and then the stationery world. Yeah, so, we are excited to shake things up in the industry. And it's not just us looking for yung things to copy outside. It's more of us being inspired with yung through our experiences, we are inspired para mag-contribute sa kanya-kanya naming industry ng something new, something exciting, something na hindi man nakita ng iba, or something na alam mong true to you din, true to us. Kung ano yung may enjoy namin, makikita namin na as parang
kasi hindi lang parang pera.
Yeah, totoo yun. So hindi lang siya quote-unquote pera-pera. We have to think of things na talagang ma-appreciate namin even with our, I mean, by ourselves. And that shows sa products na nilalabas namin and yung message namin as brands. Kumbaga, it comes from within po. Kaya siguro we somehow pass the message and, you know, as Jam mentioned kanina, it's really important that when you have a business, you have to really show up and be consistent. Kahit may mga araw na parang you don't feel like it, or may mga araw na parang
nag-iiba bigla yung mindset mo, yung nag-shift yung focus mo. And then, pagka-business owner ka, you really have to always show up and be consistent sa ginagawa mo. So, yun din talaga yung nakakatulong sa amin para ma-maintain yung mga brands and yung message namin for everyone.
Ang ganda. Talagang nag-reflect yung kung anong ginagawa nyo, yung kabutihan and yung advocacies ng brands. At nararamdaman yun ng customers, ng consumers. Ang ganda. And to conclude this episode, this very beautiful episode, what stayed with me? I'm going to share what stayed with me from my kwentuhan with Jam, Jan, and Dee, which I super enjoyed. First is the importance of emotional support. Sobrang ganda na they have each other. They have each other para matuto sa isa't isa, para magbigay ng advice, ng guidance sa isa't isa. And they also have their mom, who is a business owner, who guides them all throughout simula nung nagsimula sila. And ang ganda nun, sobrang mahalaga sa pagsisimula ng business and even sa pag-maintain ng business, ang emotional support. Second is the importance of time. I think lagi rin ito binabanggit ni Jam kanina, yung importance ng time, na sabi nga ng mother niya, if mag-resign ka, babakante ba yung oras mo? Hindi naman, di ba? So, ang gandang isipin, I think sa audience, sa listeners natin, maganda na mag-reflect kung ano ba yung ginagawa mo sa oras mo. Yung ginagawa mo ba sa oras mo something na mag-bring din ng value sa'yo? I think that's one of the things that I really got from this kwentuhan. And lastly, is to take calculated risks. Sobrang naging common theme din yun sa ating kwentuhan kasi these three sisters not only jumped, kumbaga, I mean, they jumped, of course, but they know kung ano yung risks na pinapasok nila. They know na kung ano yung worst possible case scenario nila before pa silang tumaya. And I think that's really a great mindset, especially as a business owner. Kayo ba, listeners? What stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Dear Self Beauty, at Papery Shop, and at Shento Cookies, and yours truly at Kwentuhang Pilipina on what stayed with you. Anong nanatili sa inyo from our kwentuhan? This has been Cleo Locke, and I will be back for more kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.